Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Church. We exist to honor God through reaching our city and touching the world with the amazing love of Jesus Christ. Now, let's join Pastor Josh Shelton for this life-changing message.
So, a while back, I preached a message about dedication and why we dedicate, and it's such an important thing, not only for the baby, but for us. And as parents, that we dedicate ourselves as parents over this child, you know, because we can neglect that fact that we are set by God to guide and to lead and to teach our children, and we don't want to do that. We want to be that parent that guides those children in the way that He wants, and to teach them about Him, and to teach them to walk that path with God and holding His hand. And so we dedicate ourselves as parents, and also dedicate these babies to Him and just set them apart. Amen? So that's awesome. All right. Is everybody ready for the word? Okay. I'm going to be speaking about kindness and goodness, okay? I've been going through Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And so I've come to kindness and goodness, and I'm not going to do them separately because I read this, that they're kind of called these twin gifts, that they're very so similarly related that it's hard to pull them apart. You know, if you have kindness most of the time, you're going to be good, and if you're good, you're going to be kind, and they're so similar, but just very different things also about them. And then, so that's what I'm going to talk about. But first of all, let me read. I'm going to read Galatians 5:22 through 23 out of the Message Bible this week. But of course, in the New King James Version, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." But here it is in the Message Bible. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way the fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance of life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. So a sense of compassion in the heart and a conviction that basic holiness permeates things and people. That's kindness and goodness. I just love the way that says that. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. So what it says here about kindness, it says it's a sense of compassion of the heart, and goodness is a conviction that holiness permeates things and people, that we ourselves can be good, not because I'm so awesome, but because God is good, because I have Him in me. And really that gift of goodness cannot be had other than it being given by our Heavenly Father. Some people can be good without God, but there's a totally different level of goodness when it comes from God. Amen? Kindness is a disposition or a willingness to do what is right or good. But goodness, it actually goes a step further. And I want to read, this is something that William Barclay said. And he said, that goodness is a virtue equipped at every point. It's equipped. It's ready. He then goes on to compare goodness, kindness, and goodness, and he says, "What is the difference? Goodness, or as it is in the original language, it's now don't get me for saying this wrong, but agathosun is goodness, and it might and could rebuke." And discipline. Okay, so as we see goodness, a good person, it can, to be a good person doesn't mean you have to not rebuke or not discipline. Goodness in its nature has rebuke and discipline in it because it's about being holy and righteous. And so God is good, and as in his holiness, like if I do something wrong, because he's good, he's gonna call me on what I did, right? He's gonna call me on that and say, because I'm good, I have to tell you that that was wrong, and I have to pull you back. So goodness can, and sometimes does, have rebuke and discipline in it. Christos, or Christodes, is kindness. And this, Barclay says, can only help. It can only help. So goodness is this part of God, this gift of God that a lot of times is wonderful and great, that he's so good, and sometimes also brings in rebuke. But kindness, as we embody kindness, it's all it is in me and all it can ever be is me helping people and being good. And it's a product of that goodness that I have of God in me. So goodness is what's in me, and kindness is what comes out of that. Kindness is my actions out of the goodness of God in me. Some people have a misconception of God, and many people do, and I could say even I did as a younger man, of who God is and how he treats us, and you know, that he's a slave driver, or that, you know, if I'm not doing exactly what he wants, that he's gonna just slap me across the head and be this mean guy. And you know what? Sometimes we get that because our fathers, our natural fathers, can be like that. But our Heavenly Father is never, ever that way. Never that way. The Bible talks about God as a compassionate and loving Heavenly Father. Remember back in the Message version, it says kindness. That's a part of who God is. It's compassion. And Psalm 103:13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Kindness in Galatians 5:22 comes from the Greek, like I said, Christos, which not only means goodness as a quality of purity, but also as a gracious disposition in character and attitudes, is what it says. It encompasses tenderness and gentleness and compassion. Kindness, you know, all of these things I could say probably, every one of these fruit of the Spirit, I could say that we can have a misconception of what that is, because today, in the day we live, love or joy or even peace or kindness and goodness can have a meaning that really doesn't hold the weight that it does in the Bible here, in the fruit of the Spirit. Kindness that's a gift of God is not, oh, I can be kind. I think, you know, I can be a kind person. I, you know, oh, that's very kind of you. But kindness in the Bible, God's way, as his gift of his Spirit that he gives to you, has so much more weight because there's compassion in it. There's tenderness in it. There's love in it, okay? It's so much deeper than just, hey, I'm giving you a piece of gum and now I'm just a kind person. And it's just sad to see that in this day and age that so many of these things, these fruit of the Spirit, can be looked at in that way as surface things, but they're not. They're so deep because they're these huge pieces of who God is. And we're supposed to live those right out. Amen? In Matthew 11:30, the word Christos is used to describe the yoke of Jesus. He said, for my yoke is easy. And the word easy being Christos there, or Christos, and my burden is light. So in the original language, this word easy is, he's saying, my yoke is kind. This is a yoke. So what is this yoke? It's as I become in relationship, if I come in relationship with my Heavenly Father, and so people think, okay, now there's this yoke. Okay, I've got this burden on my life to live as a Christian. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's actually viewed that way. But what he's saying here is, look, you can call it a yoke if you want, because it's supposed to guide your life. What does a yoke do on an animal, on an ox? It's something that they put on the neck so that they can guide the animal where to go. And he's saying, yes, you can call it a yoke because my laws and my will for your life should guide your life. But it's not hard. It's not painful. It's kindness. It's tenderness. It's compassion. My yoke, my guiding you is in tenderness and compassion, and it's not hard. I just love the way that if you read that just in the way that it's described in the New King James, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Oh, okay, yeah, my yoke is easy. It's easy, you know, whatever. But no, he's saying it's in tenderness, it's in compassion, and it's in love. That's what kindness is in its meaning. My guiding you is out of my tenderness, and I'm always going to be tender with you and compassionate with you. We don't have a God who's a slave driver or mean or going to make me do things that I just hate to do. Although, sometimes he does what we don't think we want to do. And I say that because, look, I mean, I've said this before, but a lot of things that he's asked me to do are things that I previously didn't think that I wanted to do. But as I follow him, I think, man, I just don't know if that's me or if my personality can do that or whatever, because, you know, we try to pigeonhole ourselves into these things. Oh, well, I'm this or whatever. But he says, no, you're so much more. And as I follow him, I'm just happy. And I'm in love with him every day. Amen? The word Christos, I guess it's pronounced, is used again in Luke 5:39 to describe old wine. And the way that it's described, old wine is sweet or mellow. It's not harsh, okay? It's very interesting that it uses this word in this way, that it's like his kindness is like old wine. It's not bitter. It's not harsh. It's sweet. And it's very smooth. And I don't really know about wine, but I think that I've heard people say stuff like that, you know, that old wine is better, right? I mean, as far as I know, the wine, the older it gets, the more expensive it is. And if it was bad, I don't think it would get more expensive. So I'm sure that's what happens. So these things, this kindness is smooth, it's easy, it's tender, and it's sweet. It's not bitter. Anyway, this helps us to understand what Paul's saying in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. He says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another. See, he's saying, everything that's not kind is bitterness and wrath and anger. It's this harsh stuff. It's stuff that's not easy to swallow. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Proverbs 3:3, they're not going to have this, but it says, never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. I mean, kindness is not just this thing that's like, oh yeah, kindness or whatever. This is a fruit of the Spirit that is so weighty And it's heavy. It's something that carries much weight in our lives because it's a huge piece. Again, I'm going to say that. I feel like it's just something I have to keep repeating. These fruit of the Spirit are parts of God. And as we know Him, as we get closer to Him, those things start becoming more of who we are because I've got Him inside of me. Well, you've got Him inside of you speaking to you and telling you the truths and things that you need to know. And so kindness, goodness, all these fruit of the Spirit will start flowing out of you. John Wesley, he told Christians 250 years ago, I think you probably all have heard this, but he says, do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. And I just love that because in that statement that he made, it just, I believe, puts that weightiness into the goodness of God. And he's saying, look, in my life, this isn't something that, oh, I can be good on Saturday and Sunday, but then throughout the week, I can live my life in a different way. But he's saying, no, every single day of my life, to whoever I meet, and every day, and every step of my life, everywhere I go, I'm supposed to be good because God is good and God is in me. And he saw that and said, every second of my life, I should show the goodness of God. Goodness, translated from the old language, in the old original text, agathosune, I'm so bad with that, which is found, interesting enough, okay, goodness, this word that translates to goodness, I'm sure it would be all over the Bible, but it's actually only found, it looks like, from all that I've found, the research that I've done, four times in the Bible, actually. And so we're going to read through those, and I'm going to talk about those a little bit. When compared to kindness, goodness is the practice or the expression of kindness, or doing that which is good. So it's used only four times. Romans 15:14 says, I myself am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness. Okay, so in this scripture, like I said, there's only four, and there's three of them, I believe, take different meanings to me. And this one being that, look, we are full of goodness. And he's saying, I see that you're following God and you're full of goodness. This is something that permeates all of our lives. Just kind of like John Wesley has said, everything that I do, no matter where I am, no matter who I see, that I'm going to be good. I'm going to show them the goodness of my Heavenly Father. And so this thing is just going to be permeating through every bit of me. In Galatians 5:22, just this text that we've been reading, it says, but the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and that goodness being this word. And in that scripture, the fruit of the Spirit, as I take that, as I have the Spirit of God in me, I have these fruit. And goodness is one of those. All these other things are those too. But as I have the Spirit of I come into relationship with God, and His Spirit's in me, and these things are going to start just pouring out of me. And like I said, in this other scripture, that I'm going to be full of goodness. Ephesians 5:9. It says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And it goes on. But it says, for the fruit of the light. So the fruit of God actually comes out of goodness, out of His goodness. So not only do I have it in me and it's permeated everything, but the things that come out of my life, the fruit, the things that happen that help people and that show them that I'm a follower that of God, that I know the creator of the universe. These things that show on my face come out of his goodness in my life. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 says, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. And that word act is that word that's translated goodness. And as this goodness is in me, is permeated in me, and it will come out in my actions. My actions, of course, come from the goodness of God in my life, or it can also come out of the lack of his goodness in my life. Again, one of our problems with goodness, the same as kindness, same as love, is that it has a different meaning sometimes for some people, because we can be good in, I would say, a surface way without our Heavenly Father, without it being one of the fruits of the Spirit that he's blessed us with. I think lots of things are good. You know, we love apple pie, our children, sunset. Everybody loves this and thinks these things are good. You know, there's so many things, but the goodness of God is so much more. We say, I had a good meal, I met a good person, or, oh, you were so good to me. All these different ways we can use the word good, but the goodness of God as a gift is so much more. It's so much more. So I want to look at how the word good is used in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, in the beginning chapter, it says, God created the heavens and the earth, and after he created all these things, he said that it was good. Things that he's created and things that make him happy are good. And so I would say, my life, is if it's pleasing to him, as I follow his will, and if it's pleasing to him, those things show goodness. We can do things that can be pleasing to man, to pleasing to somebody else, but that's not necessarily going to be pleasing to God. And I want to ultimately, now, it's an interesting thing here, because kindness and goodness as a form of like giving to others and helping others can be pleasing to God, but we can do that in a totally separate way, because so many people outside of God's will are giving, and they give money and even their time and their efforts and different things to people in need. But they're just trying to fill a void, trying to seek something that fulfills them, when in reality that thing could do the trick if it's God flowing through them and his goodness, that the goodness isn't what fills that void, it's God that fills that void. And it's his goodness and his kindness as it flows through me. I am all of a sudden filled with so much of who he is. And as I give, and he gives more back to me so that I can be a conduit of his love and his kindness, that is what's fulfilling, not just the act of giving somebody money, or not just the act of helping somebody, but it's doing it through his will. Goodness is doing the right thing for the right reason. And by the right reason, I mean for God's reason, what God wants and his will in our lives. It's doing his will, his goodness toward others. It's been said, you never look more like God than when you're giving. Don't give out of guilt. Don't give out of obligation. Give because it's the right thing to do. So many times we do that, don't we? I feel bad or guilty because, you know, maybe I have something, so I need to give it away, or I'm doing it out of some wrong reason. But don't give out of that reason, okay? Don't give out of those reasons, out of guilt or shame. Do it because it's the right thing to do. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about a good tree and a bad tree. He says that the good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. In Matthew 7:17, he says the good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Then he says, if the good tree does not produce good fruit, we cut it down and throw it into the fire. And then he ends by saying that you'll recognize them by their fruit. So the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of God in your life, come from the goodness of God. They come from His goodness being given to you. And my fruit, your fruit, has nothing to do with you or with me. It has to do with how good God is, and if I'm allowing His goodness to be a part of me. What kind of fruit are we producing? Are we living the goodness of God? Are we letting His goodness and His kindness permeate every area of our life? I just pray that as I look, as he talked about a good tree and a bad tree, and, you know, I talked a couple of weeks ago about, you know, that we're the branches and He's the vine. I'm sorry, my throat's getting a little dry. But my branches have to be connected to that vine. Otherwise, I can't produce any fruit, okay? And that goodness does not come from my branch. It comes from His vine. What kind of fruit are we producing? Do we see goodness? Do we see kindness? Let me just tell you, there's four ways that I believe that displays God's goodness. We can display God's goodness by being forgiving. Thanks, man. Thank you. We can display God's goodness by being forgiving. Let me tell you, it's hard to be forgiving, a forgiving person. It's very hard. And it comes out of the goodness of God, being forgiving. The second step is purity. Out of God's goodness comes purity in our life. The third way we display God's goodness is through graciousness. Graciousness and grace comes out of His goodness. And finally, we express goodness through generosity. Like I've said, sorry guys, my throat's getting real dry and everybody's trying to help me out. Like I said, we can be generous, but that's not going to fulfill anything in our lives unless it's connected to God's goodness and connected to God and who He is and His kindness and His love. It's really hard to talk with that in my mouth. Let me say this. Goodness will never get us into heaven. Kindness will never get us into heaven. You know, and as we do those things, people that do generous things for others outside of God and on their own, sometimes they have this belief that it is going to get them into heaven, or that's going to be what, I'm good, I'm a good person. And you know what, there's some great people out there, but it's not goodness or kindness or even being a loving person that gets us into heaven. It's a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our God. And what happens as we have that relationship, then these things, these fruit of the Spirit, flow from that relationship in such a greater way than we can ever know. The love that I can give because I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father is so much greater than I can ever give on my own. Or the goodness that I can have and be, being a good person and having goodness in my heart is so much greater because I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. All these fruit of the Spirit, all these things in themselves cannot get me into heaven, but they are gifts from Him as I have a relationship with Him. Amen? Amen. Why don't you stand with me?
Thank you for being part of the teaching ministry of Life Church. Our hope is that you take this message and apply it to your life in a practical way. If you would like more information about this ministry and you are in the St. Louis area, call us at 314-843-5575. If you are outside the St. Louis area, call us toll-free at 1-800-610-LIFE. If you would like to write us, our address is 1416 Larkin Williams Road, Fenton, Missouri, 63026. Or visit us at our website at lifechurch-stl.com.